Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser!
Ready to beat Migs. I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning to you, Matt and Steve. Why don't you go ahead and get out of here?
See ya.
If you are playing along from home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is the best-selling brand of crayons?
Crayola?
Yes. In what decade did A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving first air?
60s?
No.
50s?
No.
70s?
Yes. How many main colors does asparagus come in?
1, 2, 3.
3, yes. What country did Finland gain independence from in 1917?
Switzerland?
No.
No. Germany?
No.
Pass.
Apple Steve Jobs was known for wearing what color turtleneck?
Oh, green, red, yellow?
No, no, no. In 1921, Albert Einstein won the Nobel Prize in what field of science?
Physics?
Yes. How many dot positions make up each Braille character?
3?
No.
4, 5?
No, no. Who played Agent J in Men in Black?
Was it Will Smith?
It was. Pearl Harbor is located on which Hawaiian island?
The Big Island?
No.
Kauai?
No.
Maui?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, Matt.
Yeah.
Nah. It's, you know, it's better than the first 2 times I played the game.
Yeah.
That is worth something.
Agreed.
What the hell did I just walk in on?
Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What is the best-selling brand of crayons?
Crayola.
Yeah.
That's the only kind we get.
In what decade did A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving first air?
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
Damn it. I mean, I like a fork in the road. 70s?
Yes.
Oh,
how
yeah.
How many main colors does asparagus come in?
Main colors?
Mm-hmm.
3?
Yes. What country did Finland gain independence from in 1917?
Sweden?
No.
Russia?
Yes. Huh? Apple's Steve Jobs was known for wearing what color turtleneck?
That would be black?
It would be. In 1921, Albert Einstein won the Nobel Prize in what field of science?
Chemistry.
No.
Biology.
No.
Trigonometry.
No. How many dot positions make up each Braille character?
How many dot positions? 3?
No.
6?
Yes. Who played Agent J in Men in Black?
Was that Will Smith?
It was. Pearl Harbor is located on which Hawaiian island?
Oahu.
Yeah. What does an ungulate animal have?
A ungula.
Ungulate.
No, but they have a ungula.
No.
Oh. A tail.
No.
A horn.
No. Steve, you got 8 correct, and that is a win. 8-5. Sorry, Matt.
Good game, Steve.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great day.
Steve is cool.
Oh, boy.
Steve is cool. Barrett has declared that he is okay. Mom is too, but... Steve is cool.
Cool, Steve, yeah.
I'm
that you sing along to this stupid song.
It's very catchy. It is a toe tapper.
Well, you can thank your son for it.
Our friend Matt knew that Albert Einstein won the Nobel Prize in physics.
Physics.
Yeah, I know it was right on the tip of your tongue.
It was not.
Ungulate animals have hooves.
Huh.
You probably would have gotten there eventually.
No.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve. And there's another game coming up at 7:50.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It is a true gift to open up those voice messages and get one from you, Rockaholics. So please do head to the Odyssey app and let us know what's on your mind. Steve Miggs, what is happening in our VMs today?
Are you ready for the first voice message?
So ready.
All right, this person seems to be upset with me, but I'm not exactly sure why.
Steve Miggs, I am disappointed in you. I don't understand.
This is my mom.
You know, I don't understand how you can put together a list of 90s movies and some of the best songs from those movies and not include Reservoir Dogs and Stuck in the Middle with You. I mean, honestly, that's just, that is a crime.
No, in all fairness, I didn't make this list.
I believe it was Collider that made the list, if I can recall from yesterday.
No, you must have missed that part. Yeah, so we were talking about the most nostalgic movies by year in the 90s. And so Reservoir Dogs, that movie came out in 1992.
Okay.
And that wasn't considered to be the most nostalgic of that year.
What was the one that they said for that year?
So this is a good question. Like, would you be willing to give up Wayne's World and replace it with Reservoir Dogs? Which I think Reservoir Dogs is a better film, but I can understand the argument why people leaned more towards Wayne's World.
I am definitely a Tarantino fanatic, but yeah. You can't argue the impact on pop culture that Wayne's World had.
But this is a great scene.
Let me cut your ear off, Steve.
I know. It's so weird that this chill song, which I don't even know who the hell sang it.
Oh, it's Jerry Rafferty and Steeler's Wheel.
Duh. But it's so funny that this song will forever be connected to a scene where a man is getting his ear cut off.
He's just dancing.
We would listen to this song all the time in college. Like at parties, at some point, this song would have to come on.
Oh my God, it's just like being in the studio with you guys. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am.
The voice message isn't done.
To 90s movies and music aficionados. You know, I'm giving you the Game of Thrones Shane treatment.
Why?
And Mushu from Mulan would put dishonor on you and your house for that omission. That is a crime. You should be embarrassed.
I am. I'm very embarrassed for not making that list.
I do. I appreciate the argument, though. I do.
And we're doing so. Like Home Alone was the top film of the most nostalgic film for 1990. Terminator 2, 91. Wayne's World 92. Jurassic Park 93. Lion King 94. I bring up the Lion King in 94 because everybody who we talked to yesterday when we asked them what's your favorite movie from the 90s. I think pretty much everyone said Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
1994. I'm willing to swap Lion King for Pulp Fiction.
I don't know.
No?
I love Pulp Fiction.
As being somebody who's never seen Pulp Fiction, I stand clear by The Lion King.
All right, so now I'm starting to feel like this song more applies to me. How could you guys say Lion King over Pulp Fiction?
Have you not seen The Lion King?
Scene? No.
Yeah.
Arguably the greatest Disney movie.
Yeah.
Arguably. And also has one of the best soundtracks. Thank you, Elton John, Phil Collins, whoever else was involved.
It's a Broadway play. Do they have a Pulp Fiction Broadway
play?
They
should.
Well, they don't.
It's probably off-Broadway, but they should. I don't need to see The Lion King to know that Pulp Fiction's better. Oh, Pulp Fiction is better.
I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of mood you want to be in after a movie.
All right, text in 206-803-ROCK. Text Pulp if you think Pulp Fiction's better. Text Lion if you think Lion's better. I don't know how much time we have in this segment, but we're going to get to it at some point because I feel like everybody would agree with me.
Okay. Yeah, this message is for the Men's Room or the Daily Meg Show or Ryan Castle.
Uh-oh.
Thanksgiving is this Thursday, and I was wondering if you could answer this question. You have your plate, and you only have room for three things on it. What are those three things going to be? For me, I'm going with turkey.
Okay.
Going with the green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely not going with the candied yams.
That's right.
Go F yourself.
Feeling like mashed potatoes. How about you?
Yeah, you can take those mashed potatoes and shove them up where the sun don't shine.
Okay, I have a question. Is gravy considered one of the options?
No. Or,
so gravy just goes on top that's of
like,
anything.
That's okay. Like saying I choose ketchup.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't have to pick gravy. I can still have the gravy.
Gravy's just been, it's like, it's just a
condiment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go with green bean casserole, stuffing, and mashed potatoes.
Ooh. Well, of course, I'm going candied yams. Then I'm going with yams of candy.
That's all you have.
And then that pink stuff with the jello.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
The yams of candy sounds like something you get down at Kittens.
Oh, you've been there too, huh? I'm looking at the texts. Mostly people are saying Pulp Fiction. Mm. Pulp, no comparison. Lying. Okay, screw that guy. Pulp Fiction, Pulp Fiction, Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying that, like, I would, if I had to choose which one to watch right now, I'd probably pick Pulp Fiction, but I think as a whole, The Lion King has had a more storied, you know, impact on the world.
That's a better movie.
Tell me whose lives have been changed because of The Lion King.
Well, first of all, it made me very afraid that I was going to lose my parents when I was 3 years old.
Yeah, you know what, though? Didn't have a gimp.
Oh, my God.
The Daily Mix Show.
We got a DM from a listener on Facebook who shared that his mom's cooking is so rotten that he is thinking of showing up to Thanksgiving with his own turkey. So we're going to find out what's going on with all of that when we chat with Eddie at 720.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I am always tickled when someone comes to us for advice, Steve Miggs.
I always think that's a terrible idea.
I'm like, what? We were the best option you had? Well, Eddie, he sent us a DM on Facebook looking for some advice about Thanksgiving dinner. And mainly this has to do with his mom's cooking. And we decided to get Eddie on with us. Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing great. So what's going on with you and your mom?
All right. So here's the thing. Going to Thanksgiving dinner this year at my mom's house. I'm looking for some advice because I think I'm about to piss her off. I hate my mom's cooking. It's just
okay.
It's garbage. It's been garbage. It's just trash. It's been trash all my life. Like, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like she would make us dinner and then I would sneak over to my friend's house and have some of his. It's just, it's awful. But nobody tells her. Nobody wants to tell her because she's a really sweet lady who just happened to not be able to really cook. Every year her turkey is just, it's dry, it's bland, it's like the worst. Like scarfing it down is a job. It's a job. I don't want to brag, but, you know, I mean, I'm a pretty damn good cook. Like, I've been busting my ass at it for a long time, learning how to do it because I never had good food growing up. So now that I'm older, I want really good food. So I figured I would make my own turkey and bring it to my mom's for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow. How are you going to pull this off? Just show up with no warning? You're just going to walk into the house with another turkey?
I've been working on it, man. It's looking good. It's juicy. It's seasoned. It's crispy.
Well, how about just say, can you just keep it at your house and just like bail out of Thanksgiving early and then go home and eat the good turkey?
Why should I let everyone else suffer? Oh. That's the thing. That we all know it. We take bites and we look around at each other. We're just like, this sucks. Why? What? It's Thanksgiving. Like, come on.
Okay, so
I got a huge family. Everybody gets together. It's a massive, massive family. And this thing, it is fantastic.
But you're not bragging, of course.
Eddie, so question for you. You said, you know, you didn't grow up with a great, you know, cook for a mom, but you've been working hard on your own culinary skills. Has your mom had much of your cooking? Like, does she realize that you actually know what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. She knows. It's a little passive-aggressive where she'll eat it, and she'll be like, this is interesting. And I'm like, you're having thirds. You know it's good.
And so my mom was always a really good cook, but as she's gotten older, like, you know, it's just the mind's not fully there. And I remember one time taking my wife home. This is before my wife went vegan. Maybe this is why she did. And my mom would make a lobster that was so good. Like, it was like to die for. And I remember like hyping it up and I was so excited. And my mom made it for us and it was not good. And I was like, my wife's looking at me like, I thought you said that she was good at this. But the thought of even telling my mom, like, we just kind of grinned and bared it and hope it wouldn't make us sick. And thankfully it didn't. But I couldn't even imagine telling my mom that she's bad at cooking.
Neither can I. I don't want to do that. I just want to make another option, you know? It's like if everybody was vegetarian or something like that. And be like, oh, this is a vegetarian option. It just happens to be much better than the other one.
So, like, would it be at the table? Would it just say mom's turkey and then the good turkey for yours?
I'll shine the light from above on mine so it looks from the heavens.
Right, every time you open it up, it's like,
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, I feel for your mom. She obviously needs to have this information given to her some way. I'm a little surprised that we're choosing to do it on Thanksgiving, Eddie, but I'll be very curious to know how this shakes out for you.
It's a risk. My wife says it is a risk. My wife says I'm basically telling the family that her cooking sucks. But I think if I do it in a nice way and just say, hey, there's a lot of us. Maybe we have two turkeys. You can pull from one, pull from the other, blah, blah, blah. It's not about comparing. It's just about sharing.
What is it about your turkey that's so good? I'm just kidding.
listen, here's the thing. I infused it with ghee on the bottom. I infused it with butter on the top. That way, when the two meet, it has a nice mix. I lifted the skin. I made my own seasoning. I made my own rub. I massaged it in. I let it sit in the fridge so it kind of baked into the skin. I put it back in the oven, pre-cooked it, did it again to do a double layer.
Yeah, screw mom's turkey. This sounds amazing.
I want to go.
It's not bad. And the skin comes off a little bit, but it's still on there and the pivotal points. Oh.
So good.
I'm feeling very hungry right
and
now.
And so your wife is saying absolutely not?
She's saying absolutely not, but she's also licking her lips at the same time.
I love you, Eddie. I love you.
Eddie, if you decide to go through with this, can we please get a recap from you next week and find out how mom took it?
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited to see. I think it's going to go good.
Yeah, well, what is, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how emotional does your mom get?
I'll say an 8.
Oh, oh boy.
Mom's going to be in the back room crying.
Oh, and it's a holiday? No, it's going to be straight up 10.
I wouldn't know. She's, like I said, she's really nice. She's a little passive aggressive at times. She's a very sweet lady. Mm. I think that she'll dig it.
We'll check with you next week, man. Thank you. And have a happy Thanksgiving.
You guys too.
Save some turkey for us.
No promises.
The Daily Mix Show.
Would you have the guts to do what Eddie's going to do?
Oh, some spirited text already coming in.
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever been in a similar situation? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We would love to hear from you to find out if you would do what Eddie's planning to do. 206-803-ROCK. And we'll take those calls after Queen. In case you missed it, we were just talking with Eddie about his Thanksgiving predicament. He hates his mom's cooking and is now planning to bring his own turkey that he cooked for Thanksgiving tomorrow.
I hate my mom's cooking. It's just,
okay.
It's garbage. It's been garbage. It's just trash. But nobody tells her. Nobody wants to tell her because she's a really sweet lady who just happened to not be able to really cook. Every year her turkey is just, it's dry, it's bland, it's like the worst, it, like scarfing it down is a job. It's a job.
Shockingly, Eddie was voted as the son of the year in 2024, which just blows my mind.
So we would like to hear from you about all of this. Would you do what Eddie is planning to do, or have you ever been in a similar situation? Call 206-803-ROCK. Don Hoots, you're in Fremont. Tell us what your thoughts are.
Oh, man, I feel Eddie's pain. I had a Thanksgiving dinner. I invited my girlfriend over, and the turkey was so dry, she thought it was potpourri on the table. She's like, what is this? The potpourri looks really cool.
Wow, that might be a whole nother level of dryness.
It's almost like turkey jerky level.
I that would have been a compliment for this bird.
But how would it feel? How do you think like your family would take it if you just, your mom especially, if you and your girl showed up with your own turkey?
Oh, that would be the end of it. That would absolutely be the end of it. It would send me packing.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, that's definitely, you know, you talk about being passive aggressive. Like, that's like the most passive aggressive way to handle the situation.
I mean, it's a statement. You're definitely making a statement. I don't think there's any way to like tactfully say, oh, we decided to do this for this reason. I think at the end of the day, you're basically walking with a giant sign that says, Mom, your turkey sucks.
206-803-ROCK. Juan, you're in Maple Valley. Would you do what Eddie is planning to do, or have you been in a situation like this?
Yeah, my mom also, I feel for that dude also. But if he's smart, he should do what we did. We took over Thanksgiving dinner at our house, and you assign something easy to your mom. Like, I assigned my mom the best dish, yams, and stuffing.
Yeah. I mean, you could even go simpler and just say, Mom, just bring a bottle of Diet Coke. That's all you need to contribute. Can't mess that up.
That's the way you do it. I mean, next year.
Yeah.
Choke it up this year, eat it, and then next year just say, hey, Mom, we'll do it at my house, and you just bring a side dish.
Yeah, I mean, Mom's been doing this for so long, she deserves a break, right?
I've been somewhat in this before, and it was not my mom, but it was my ex-mother-in-law.
Ooh. Oh,
and
she was a terrible cook. I even heard about how bad her cooking was.
Her turkey was yellow, guys. It was.
What does that even mean? I mean, I know what yellow means, but why?
Let's take it to the doctor. It's got jaundice.
Literally, that's what it felt like. And it was like, I think it was just the fact that they didn't roast it. And I don't really know. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite was the Thanksgiving I showed up, and I love dark meat. Like, I am not a big white meat fan. I'm all about the dark meat. And
yeah, we've seen your search history.
Yeah, I show up to Thanksgiving, and she's like, oh, we only bought the turkey breast this year because we only like white meat. And I was like, excuse me? Like, what are we doing?
But I'm with you as a quickest. The dark meat is so underrated.
It's so good.
Yeah, it always blows my mind when people are just like, they only grab the white meat. Oh, Taryn's looking at us.
No,
like crazy.
I like a little from each column.
I bet you do.
I do.
You know what's funny is that we're getting all these calls from people who are like, I feel his pain. But then I look at the text where it's a completely different vibe.
Really?
This guy sounds a little annoying. It's only one day a year. Another person says, getting murdered on Thanksgiving? No, thank you. Another person says, what up? Rhymes with Rick. That's his mom. He's going to do that in front of everybody on Thanksgiving. Another person, even Bob at Snohomish, said, tell Mom she works too hard and offer to cook the turkey for her to give her a break.
Mm-hmm. See, I think that might be a good next year thing to do.
Yeah, it's too late. We're 24 hours away.
See, I don't know, because like my aunt's kind of the same way, where she will not let anyone cook. Like, even if it's hosted at a different house, she's like, I'm doing all of the cooking. And they're like, no, you don't need to. And she's like, no, I'm doing all of the cooking. And like, she will not take no for an answer.
I'd like to go inside of her brain and see what she thinks of everyone else's cooking. Or she's just so full of herself that she thinks she's the best cook in the world.
I mean, she is a really good cook. So at that point, I'm fine with it, but like, come on.
So he said, I had to do this once with mashed potatoes. I brought my own. I told my family, I just wanted to try a new recipe. Nobody got offended and we had options. I feel like you could bring any other side.
Yes.
And nobody would care. Bring stuffing. Candy DM, sorry, you two. Cream bean casserole. Because that happens at our family get-togethers where people will have like multiple versions of some kind of potato dish.
But the turkey is exempt.
It's one of one.
That's the highlight, you know? It's the centerpiece of the feast.
It really is one of one.
I don't think this is going to go well for this guy.
No.
But I feel bad for the mom.
I definitely want to hear about what happened.
Yes. The Daily Mix Show. Do you think you could beat this turkey, Steve Miggs? He has a record
of
370 wins, 128 losses, and 105 ties this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK, and maybe with the help of the cheat sheet that was yesterday at 540 during the men's room, three of the correct answers given out to the game, beat Miggs. And we will play it at 750.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.